Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. Today is March 8th, 2020. My birthday just turned 29. And we just finished eating copious amounts of cupcakes. So it's been a fabulous day. And it's also International Women's Day. So I send all of my love to all of the women, everyone who's listening, because this is a very special time for women to really step into their power, to really acknowledge their inner warrior, their inner reservoir of authenticity and integrity and honesty and truth, and really understanding what's true for us as women, as mothers, as partners, wives, girlfriends, you name it. It's a very special time for us to really speak our truth, whatever that truth may be. And on the weekend, last weekend, I was reading a blog post by one of my favorite spiritual teachers, Sonia Chiquette. She is absolutely lovely, 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 lovely. I've been blessed to take trainings with her in person and totally geeked out and had her autograph one of my books and took selfies with her. And she is so lovely. And her teachings are interwoven in my practice, my coaching practice, and the intuitive work that I do with my clients and the classes that I teach. And so in today's podcast, I wanted to share more of the information from her blog post. And it's all about the unstoppable force of change. How to create opportunity from unfortunate circumstances. I've seen this show up in my my private practice lately. And myself included, it's like everybody's just kind of getting hit upside the head with things. It's like it feels like the rug's been pulled out. It feels like, oh my God, where did that come from? Like we have our heart set on something and then it just kind of goes sideways. Or we perhaps we don't ask enough questions and we make assumptions and then things don't work out and we're devastated. But then when we start to look through the rubble, we start to understand, ah, there's more to this. And we all experience these hard times. We all do, every one of us. We're here having a human experience. And you could be facing a divorce, the end of a relationship. Your home may have been hit by a tornado, earthquake, or some other force of nature. Maybe you've been stricken with an illness that keeps you from working or operating in your day-to-day life. Or maybe the people around you are breaking off or looking to change their relationship with you. There are so many different scenarios that can show up in our life. You meet somebody and you think, oh my gosh, this person is so amazing. And then as you get to know them a little bit more, you just start to realize that the version that you originally met is not who they authentically are. And you just start to peel away those layers over time and you really start to see that you're not in alignment with that person the way that you thought you were. And change is unstoppable. It's an unstoppable force in all of our lives. And sometimes it hits us so hard and so fast that it feels like our heads are just spinning. I know I've had that happen before where I was literally brought to my knees, and it can just feel like everything is just happening to us. It just feels so out of control. Change can be unpredictable. It can be uncontrollable, unacceptable. And this is something that we can't stop. It just is. And there was a post I read earlier today. It was about understanding that things are always happening for us, that things are not happening to us, that during those darkest times, it is an invitation for us to really tap into that inner reservoir, that inner resiliency. And that when we connect in with our spirit, and we've talked about this in previous episodes, that when we align with our spirit and invite our own spirit into our life, That's when we're connecting with the universal energies. That's when we're connecting with those universal forces, whatever you'd like to refer to that as. And from that place, we're able to laugh at ourselves a little bit more. And we're able to really understand that sometimes there isn't an answer. Sometimes things that are so horrible, so painful, so devastating, those things happen. It's traumatic, it's upsetting, it's so hurtful. And sometimes those things happen and there isn't a logical explanation. There isn't someone to blame. There isn't anything that really adds up in our world. It isn't an A plus B equals C. It's, wow, that was really horrible and painful and upsetting. So we have these different things that happen in our world. So then what can we do to change them? And so she goes on to say in her blog post that change is an invitation, that change doesn't have to be a problem. And what most of us don't recognize is that change offers each of us an opportunity to explore a different side of ourselves that had been long since forgotten, and that change doesn't have to be a problem. In fact, it can be an invitation to take new roads in life. One of my favorite questions to ask is, okay, what's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about me I'm not getting? What's right about the whole situation that I'm not getting? And when we don't let change overcome us, we suddenly have the power to reveal a creative, inspired self that can manipulate change into a force for good. You might rediscover a lost bit of your soul, rekindle once forsaken dreams, or reactivate that driving creativity that once built your passions in life. These are all pieces of you, your authentic self, that oftentimes were left on the roadside as you grew up and established a daily routine. And this happens to everyone. Change is an invitation for us to look at things a little bit differently. Sometimes our lens that we look through at the world around us can be distorted, discolored, blocked. And sometimes when something comes and it's such a dramatic change and a shift in our world, that whole block and that, you know, the way that we were looking at life completely changes, and it gives us a new vantage point. And when faced with change, all of these personal traits that we may have forgotten about or set aside all get to come back. And it's up to each of us to move past the negativity behind the change and put these traits to good use. Change can be difficult. Absolutely, it can be traumatic. But it's never the end. It's not ever what I refer to as your end game. Sometimes we have traumatic events that come in and upset everything so that we can have a reset and we can dig deeper, find more strength, really get in touch with what's true for us, and start to navigate the steps toward our end game, what that end goal is. And what I found is that the universe will kind of give us whispers along the way if we've deviated off our path, if we're not following our track and perhaps we're in someone else's track. The universe will give us little signs. Hey, you're not in your track. Hey, you're not in your track. Maybe you should take a look at this. Maybe you should do something different. Hey, you're not in your track. And I find that the universe will just keep giving you those messages and those signals. And the longer that we ignore them or we don't really listen to them, they tend to get stronger. And sometimes to get us back in our track, it needs to shake us up. It needs to be this bigger event for us to really sit and take an honest look at what's working in our life and what isn't. Change really does give us a creative choice. It's almost like it puts life on pause. You know, we have these lives that are so indicative to the outer input, everything that's around us. I mean, we're wearing watches that can text and email. We have our phones, and we can instantly connect with, thousands of friends on Facebook without leaving our home. And we can read a book on our phone. We can experience so many different things from external inputs. And I think that that has become the norm for everybody. I know for myself, I needed to set a timer with my phone. Okay, I'm gonna go on my phone for 10 minutes and check social media, look at some emails, and that's it. And then put the phone away. I've been in so many meetings lately where mid-sentence, someone will dig into their pocket and pull out a phone. Oh, just a sec. And they'll start replying to a text message, or something will come up. And it's like this constant hum of information that we are bombarded with, whether it's the TV, computers, phones, watches. Just this information just tends to be everywhere. And that when something does happen and there's this invitation to make a change in our world, it can really stifle us. It can really shock us. And most of us live our lives monotonously from day to day. We do what we can to get by and try to live happy lives. But sometimes we forget that we are capable of something more. That if we continue to co-create with the universe and go after our end game, whatever that is, that we can have bigger dreams and bigger aspirations. I remember my dad, he used to count sleeps. I used to always think that he loved his work because he, just always seemed to just do it, and he never really grumbled or bitched about it. And he would count sleeps. So Tuesday morning he would be, so Monday morning he would get up and four more sleeps, and it's the weekend. Tuesday, three more sleeps. And it was like, wow, I've flipped it. So he was looking forward to the weekend. He was looking forward to getting through the week to get to the weekend so he can enjoy doing what he wanted. Whereas I've always flipped it, where I'll think, ooh, three sleeps and I leave for this trip. Ooh, two sleeps and I get to see one of my favorite people. Ooh, five sleeps and it's the concert. So I've changed it, but it was just a different perspective that he had. That it was just, kind of like Groundhog Day. All right, four more sleeps, three more sleeps. And change is no different. Of course, it's important to address your needs and make the necessary adjustments in your life when dealing with change. Depending on how your life unfolds, what your life circumstances are, change again can be difficult. It can even be traumatic. But we must remember that it's never the end. It's not the end game. Whenever something presents in my world, I immediately go into question. Okay, what is this? What? Wow, did I miss a step somewhere? And this is showing up and surprising me because I didn't maybe ask enough questions, or I missed a step somewhere. I had the guidance to do something a certain way and I skipped step three, and that's why it didn't work out. Was there something I wasn't willing to have in my world? Was I really all in? Sometimes when we choose something, we want something in our world and it doesn't work out, and we look back, we can sometimes see that we weren't all in. And by all in, I mean 100% willing to do whatever it takes to have it. And I've joked over the years that I will do whatever it takes to have my business up and running, thriving, building my practice, everything but cleaning toilets. The other day, somebody said, "So if I paid you $1,000 to clean the toilets in my house, would you take it?" And I said, "Yes, I would." I think there's a price for everything. So it really gave me a different perspective, right? If there's a price tag you can put on something, then maybe it's not so bad. When we take the time to meditate, pray, breathe, or do whatever it is that brings you back to your center, to your true authentic self, then we can reflect on the situation and start to see how it'll give you more opportunities rather than limitations. You'll start to see how you can use it to your advantage. Okay, cool. That didn't work. What can I do differently next time? Cool. It's like the universe is giving us little puzzle pieces, and we just need to keep picking up the puzzle pieces and keep gathering them. And once we've got all the puzzle pieces, then boom, whatever it is going to show up. And above all else, it doesn't look at change as a punishment. It doesn't have to be unfair or unjust. Oftentimes when something happens that can be catastrophic, it can be incredibly upsetting. And this isn't to minimize anything that anyone has experienced. You know, it's very easy to go into victim. Why me? Poor me. I didn't deserve that. It's not fair. It's them against me. I didn't deserve any of this. I'm a good person. You know, like all of that can come up, and that's all ego. And so when we're able to set the ego aside, and I may have talked about this in previous episodes, I envision my ego as a Doberman pincher. And so and sometimes I'll even ask my guides, can you keep my ego quiet while I'm meditating, while I'm figuring this out? And I will visually see that Doberman pincher over in the corner, or I'll see a door open and it goes outside. And so it gives me time to sit with whatever it is. And when you're willing to sit with whatever it is, you're willing to be honest with yourself, you're willing to look at how things are, not how we like them to be, that's when we can really start to see solutions. That's when we can really start to see, okay, cool, I've got new action steps. I've got another piece of the puzzle. This is getting me one step closer to my end game. We can use change as an opportunity to live a more authentic life. And the sure thing about change is that it will shake up your life in unexpected ways. That is guaranteed. And in a way, change offers you a second chance. You can either try to figure out a way to resolve the unwanted change, to get back the life you settled for, or maybe you just happen to get along the way, or you can use this second chance to live life how you want to from now on. I see it as not only a second chance, but again, it's like the blinders have come off. It's like we've got more clarity. And again, when we're really willing to look at what is, really looking at, you know what, does this light me up? You know, this whole relationship fell apart. Were there red flags? Was there something that, was there a boundary I wasn't firm enough with? Was I not clear enough? You know, and sometimes we can see the possibility of something. We can see the potential or the possibility of something. And that isn't always how it's going to play out, especially when there are other people involved. Because no matter how incredible you see something lining up for a group of people, if those people don't choose whatever that is, it's not going to come into fruition. It's not going to manifest. So if you're working with a group of a couple, you know, two or three people, and you have a vision to create a new business, and you know, everyone's on board, and you can see incredible possibilities and potential and profits, and you're going to, you know, have these amazing products and have all these incredible, fantastic things out in the world. But then if one or two of those people start doubting, or they're really not 100% in, they're not willing to do all the work, or they change their mind, there's a different startup company down the street, I'm going to go do that one instead. It can really start to affect everything. And so that's something that I always look at as well, because sometimes when change shows up, it isn't necessarily us. It could be other people that are involved in the scenario with us. The power of change grants you the opportunity to live a more authentic life by being more honest with yourself, others, and the world around you. She goes on to say in her blog post that you can ask yourself these questions. What can I do that would be really exciting right now? What can I do that I have long forgotten to do or have always wanted to do? Where am I holding myself back? Where am I limiting myself unnecessarily? And when you ask yourself all these questions, and more to really reflect your life up until this point, take this seriously, because change is a turning point. It gives us a new vantage point to move forward. And it's a chance to redirect your life in the direction that you want to take it. again, sometimes we're in snooze mode. We're counting sleeps. We're just thinking, okay, we're just going to get to this end point and that end point and that end point. And we just kind of go through life from that perspective. Whereas when change comes in and really shakes everything up, it's all new energy. If we choose to go back to what wasn't working before, or we stay with whatever it is that the change is presenting us with an opportunity to change from or jump into something new, if we choose to stay with all of that old energy, then again, that's a choice. But if we look at it as cool, what's right about this I'm not getting? What else is possible? Okay, what else is possible that I've never even considered? What else? And again, when we stay in question, it's like inviting the universal energies to come in and play with us, to co-create with us. When we stop asking, then the universe stops sending us care packages, basically. Margaret Lynch talks about this in one of her tapping videos. She says, you know, when we're disappointed, when things haven't gone our way, things haven't worked out, we've had our heart set on something and it doesn't go our way, we tend to constrict, we tend to pull back, we start to isolate, we start to, you know, just kind of withdraw. And it's at that time that it's an opportunity to see change as a plethora of opportunities for us, of options for us to step into something greater, step into a greater version of us, step into something new, rekindle something that we forgot about. Because when we pull back, when we withdraw, that's often when the universe is just it's percolating, it's working, things are going to start working out for us, and when we withdraw, we're not available to receive all of those blessings. And this doesn't mean to say that, you know, we're going to receive all these incredible blessings every day. If we do, fabulous, take them and be grateful. But it's more of a mindset. Something else that she goes on to talk about is, if I wasn't afraid, I would do what? If I wasn't afraid, I would ask that person out. If I wasn't afraid, I would take that class. If I wasn't afraid, I would sell my house, all my belongings, and move to Peru and raise alpacas. That was one of my dreams at one point. Don't think we're going to do that right now. But anyway, was funny. Years ago, I had an opportunity to have a business with a colleague at the time, and she was living in Peru. Her husband was working there, so they were expats. And she lined up with all these people, and we were going to have an export company. So we were going to be exporting product from Peru into Canada. And it was so fantastic, and we had it was really fascinating. This is a great example. We had the shipping people that fell into place. We had the banking, the investors. It's like we had a list of 20 different vendors that all started to percolate and pop up. Like we had everything lined up. And at the last minute, she decided that she didn't want to do it. And it was, I can remember that now, thinking, oh my God, like we had this incredible opportunity presented to us by the universe. And it was ridiculous. Like we would just be in the right place at the right time, and there would be somebody next to us that we would strike up a conversation, and they had a piece of the puzzle for us. And I forgot all about this. And yeah, we had this business set up, we had the name, we had all of it percolating and set up. And then at the last minute, she changed her mind. And so that really gave me an opportunity to really start to look at if that was really something that I'd wanted to do. You know, did I, you know, fast forward 5 years, would that have been a viable company? You know, fast forward 5 years, would it have been a joyful experience? You know, and the answers were a no. Because after that, our relationship completely shifted. And it was really quite interesting because it was like the universe just sort of unraveled it. And it gave me a chance to really start to look at it and really understand that no matter how delicious and juicy and amazing something is, that if that other person doesn't choose it, we can't force them to. We can't, you know, the analogy that I always give clients is that, you know, we can get the horse to water, but we can't make him drink. And I see so many people, they'll get the horse to the water and then they will, here, have a sip. They'll get a straw for the horse and they'll flick water at the horse and they'll try and get the horse to get them to drink. We just can't do that. And so again, when things happen like that, where you've got something set up with someone else and the wheels fall off, it's an opportunity for you to look at your side of the fence and really start to see, okay, were there red flags? Was there a bigger lesson for me to learn in this? And it really gives us, again, that vantage point that will make us stronger and help polish and enhance everything that we're already working on. I call them soul lessons, so that the next time something like that happens, it's not as hurtful. We don't get as hurt. And I always say, when we start playing with different questions, to not get caught up in getting an answer right away. Sometimes we'll have the awareness, oh, I need to call this person. I need to apply for this job. I need to, do something different in my business, whatever that is. And sometimes the awareness doesn't land right away. Sometimes it's an invitation out to the universe that we'd like more information. And it's really important to just allow the information to come to us. And most often when we are open and receptive, the universe will just drop it in. I find when I'm doing mundane chores, that's when I'm channeling a ton. Like I'll get all sorts of different insights. So when I'm gardening, different things will pop in. When I'm out on hikes, even when I'm at the gym, my energies are so clear. When I'm at the gym working out, it's like, oh, boom, boom, boom. I've got to do this and I've got to do this. And oftentimes after I work out, I'll get in the car and I might have to jot some notes down, or I'll get home and I'll sit in a meditation and just kind of, string together the information that I had when I was working out. Another useful tool or strategy that she talks about in her blog post is asking out loud. So if I wasn't afraid, I would, and then fill in the blank. And this is where the real opportunity for change reveals itself. Because more than anything, fear holds us back from taking leaps in life that could lead to a happier path. And when you're confronted with unwanted change, chances are you're already dealing with the worst thing that can happen anyway, right? And that everything can only go uphill from here. And in that case, everything can only go uphill, but it's up to you to decide how far up the hill you want to go. So I invite you to start playing with these questions. When something isn't working, okay, what's right about this I'm not getting? What else is possible? A favorite question of mine is I'll ask my guides, okay, how do I change this? How do I shift this? What will it take to turn this around for me? What will it take to turn this around? And every time I ask that question, within an hour or two, the phone will ring, I'll get an email, a text, I'll receive an insight. I'll get something in the mail. Somebody will strike up a conversation with me and give me the peace that I was looking for. So again, when we stay in question, that really invites the universal energies, our team, our spirit guides, our angels, whatever that looks like for you, to come into our world and play. Because again, we have free will. And they won't come in and just uninvited start to come in and give us all these different insights and information unless we have invited them. And so if you find yourself in a place where you're facing unwanted change, and we all do, I invite you to take extra good care of yourself. Meditate, relax, recover, rejuvenate, and remember who you really are. Moving your ego out of your world for a few minutes and really connecting in with what's true for you. And when we move in that direction, then we start to bring in more possibilities. And it'll help you to build a better bridge to happiness in times of hardship. And she goes on to say that you can use change as a foothold in your life's journey and self-discovery. Because this is what change is really about. There's one of the core disempowering beliefs that people have, some people have, is that they have to control everything. that if they can control absolutely everything, that they can be happy, that they can live the life that they truly want. And so then when things change, when things are out of control, these people, they were literally shut down. And all of that fear will come back up again. Oh my God, I have to control everything. This is out of control. This is bad. I can't have this in my world. And so it's really quite fascinating because I find change, although, you know, at times, again, it's very difficult. It can bring you to your knees. It can bring about grief and sadness and depression, anxiety. It can bring about so many different things. But it's always, always, always an invitation. I always look at it and go, okay, what can I shift, change, or heal with this? Is there a belief I have that brought this into my world? Is there something I'm not willing to be honest with myself about? Is there, you know, is there more with this that I can look at, that I'm available and open to looking at, so that I don't have to repeat this time and time again? I find what the universe will do, in what happens in my world, is that if I don't address something with someone, if things are left unsaid, the universe will bring another version of that person into my world for me to finish the conversation I didn't finish before. And what do I mean by that? It's the universe is always giving us opportunities. We always have second chances, third chances, fourth chances. There are unlimited chances and opportunities for us to master things. And when change comes, that's another possibility for us to master something, to become stronger, to, I always say, you know, we dig through the rubble and we look for those little golden nuggets of wisdom, of inspiration, of just something. There's always a silver lining. Whenever something happens, there's always something, you know, these horrible events happen. Sometimes it brings a community together. Sometimes it unites people in a way that they weren't before the event happened. You know, there's always something that we can look for. If we're willing to see the positive aspects, if we're willing to see what's right about something, then we will see it. Oftentimes, when something changes and we didn't anticipate it, it's not what we wanted, we can go into victim. We can also go into blame. It's their fault. They did that. They didn't do that. We can totally go into judgment. We can reject people. We can just really, really go into those lower vibrations that don't serve anybody. And so when something isn't working, if you're able to rein in your ego so that it doesn't start blaming everybody and it doesn't have you going into victim, then you can really look at what is. Great. Did that relationship end for me to understand that I deserve more in my life? Did that opportunity go to a different group than my group because there's a better opportunity coming for me? Or was there something I wasn't honestly willing to have or do that prevented that from showing up in my world? Or did I just make assumptions? Assumptions are huge. Assumptions will screw us over every time. I know firsthand. I've made assumptions about things, you know, and then at the end of the day, I get hurt. You know, I assume that people will love at a level that I love, and that's not the case. You know, I assumed that people would be honest with me because I was honest with them. And there were so many relationships where that belief blocked me from seeing that people were not being truthful. Just that simple change in my world has shifted so much because now I'm able to see when people are coming from a place of authenticity and integrity and they're being truthful or not. And then I get to choose whether or not I'm going to engage with that. And so again, all of the different changes that I've gone through and experienced, I'm now able to kind of look at it and go, okay, sometimes I need to get angry and vent, go kickbox, talk it out, journal. Sometimes I need to write it down and go in the backyard and burn it in the pit, whatever that is. Sometimes I go into a meditation. and I ask my guides to help me release whatever it is, the more that I'm willing to do that, then the more inspired action steps will start to show up. Okay, so door A was horrible, and I'd like to, you know, completely seal it shut for all eternity. So what's door B? What's door C? What are the other options? And sometimes it takes us a little bit of time to get re-inspired. I know I've had that happen before, where I had, had something I had my heart set on and it didn't work out. And it took me a few months to kind of regroup and get re-inspired because I had my heart set. I made an assumption. I had my heart set on something and I saw the possibility of magic, and the other person involved chose to not see it, to not pursue it. And I was so hurt and devastated, and I played a little bit of victim, and I got angry, and I kind of had the whole spectrum of emotions. And yeah, I had to sit with it for a while before I became re-inspired to look at that kind of project again, to really take it off the shelf and look at it and give it a new life and a new perspective. And that's okay too. Sometimes for us to change, we need to sit with it a little bit longer. And there's no right or wrong time frame when that shows up in our world. And so I invite you to start to look at opportunities for change. When things are not going quite right, I invite you to sit down and start looking at a different perspective. I will ask my angels and my guides, give me a different perspective about this. What am I not seeing here? What else can I do with this? What else is possible? And again, by staying in question, you know, sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I've got the answer. Sometimes I'll receive an email and there's a book I need to read. Sometimes the guidance is just to close the book and let it go. As hard as that is, we all want answers. We all want to understand, why did that happen? Why did that person reject me? Why did they hurt me? Why did they lie? Why didn't I get the position I was so geared up for and I was overqualified for? Why? Why didn't it work? And we have to be okay with not having the answers. And we have to be okay with really starting to look at utilizing experiences that are disappointing and upsetting as a catalyst for change, for us to become stronger, to become closer to our end game, to refine things if we need to, you know, get really laser clear on what it is that we're going after. I send you mountains of love, and I welcome your comments. I love hearing how things are shifting and changing in your world. And if you have topics that you'd like me to chat about, do let me know. As you know, I love to talk. I send you mountains of love. And I hope the next week is filled with magic, filled with so many magical possibilities for you that it just keeps a grin on your face all day. Mountains of love. Bye for now.